We're here at the Heritage Hills Golf Course on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks. Moberly Spartan Invitational's taking place Tuesday afternoon, and we've already caught up with Moberly's Jared Van Cleve. We're going to catch up with another Randolph County golf team, and that would be Jeff Schlacker's Western Hornets, runner-ups in Class 1 just 1 year ago, and you guys won the Spartan Invitational earlier this week. Just take me overall how this team has been really gelling so far with a couple matches in.
Well, we've got quite a bit of experience. We have several golfers that have been to state a couple years in a row, and our experience has showed we've set some personal bests and some team bests. I think we've reset our own record for 9-hole matches and 18-hole matches this year, so we've had a real good start to the season.
Why do you think that's been? Is it simply just getting more experience on the course, or what are some of the strengths to that?
Yeah, I mean, when you get a year older and you've practiced it another year, you're probably going to get better at golf. And the kids work real hard. They spend a lot of time on their own in addition to our practices, and it's showing.
No doubt about it. So take me through some of your returners from the state team just 1 year ago, and who are some of your newcomers?
We have 14 kids out to golf, but our current varsity squad, Trey Burton, leads us, and he's returner. He went to state the last 2 years and got fourth at state last year. Michael Haney, and he went to state last year. Our other three current varsity golfers were not at state last year, but they are returners. They just weren't one of the five kids that got to go to state last year. That's Caleb Nagel and Ethan Goff and Gage Belmer.
And what do all of them sort of bring, especially some of the newer ones?
I'd say they all bring a little bit of everything. We all hit the ball good on certain days, and we all putt the ball pretty well. I don't know that any of us do one thing great all the time, but we all do it well enough to win some golf tournaments.
Again, Jeff Schlacker, the West Strand golf coach, joining us here on Magic City Sports on Information Radio Quicks. So with a lot of these returners, is it a fair expectation to say you guys are trying to go for that state title, or what are some of the overall goals for this year?
It's always a goal to get better, and we got second last year. I'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that. You were only four off from Gallatin, so you guys were actually very close. So we wrap up our conversation with Jeff Schlacker as they were picking up their first place trophy at the Moberly Spartan Invitational. I just want to get your take on just what this Heritage Hills golf course means to you guys, because I know there was a little bit of doubt for a little while with the transition from Orchland Properties selling it and ultimately Moberly taking it over. So with that said, can you just tell me how much this course not just means for your guys' group, but also just for the region in general?
Well, I don't know if I'm the guy to ask about the region in general, but for us it means a lot to have access to a nice golf course that's, a mile from the school, maybe 2 miles from the school. And the community, for that matter. Our kids play here a lot in the summer, and I'm sure they'd find some place to play if it didn't exist. But the convenience and the level of golf that they can play here compared to having to go elsewhere is awesome.
No doubt about it. Jeff Schlacker, Western coach, joining us here on Magic City. Appreciate the time, Coach. Congratulations on the Spartan Invitational, and best luck the rest of the year. I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Thank you.